I'm a big fan of it.
That is good. That is really good.
Let's tell Dan how good it is.
If I drank a beer, that would be my beer of choice.
Ones, let's take a journey together. Welcome to episode 67 of the Probably Questionable podcast. It is July 22nd and it is a beautiful day. We are sitting in Studio E?
Yeah, at this point.
Studio Letter.
We're testing out the sound in this room. If you guys have any comments on it comparable to last week, please let us know. I'm with three of my friends at a plastic table in the middle of a basement.
Friends is...
I thought right. We were loved ones.
You are loved ones to me.
And also, today is a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day.
I can't wait for you to listen to that, Joe.
Okay.
I wish Dan fucked up more every day of my life. All right. So, we got Kyle here.
Yeah, that's me.
And we got Dan, sadly.
Heyo.
And Joe.
I'm here.
And this is... Oh, I have a new segment. Cool. This is the intro. Where we do Probably Questionable podcast stuff, like talking about our website, probablyquestionable.com. If you'd like to email us about anything, please email us at probablyquestionable@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter, @PQPodcast. Or you can find us on Facebook, search Probably Questionable Podcast. Also, find us on iTunes with the same search, Probably Questionable Podcast. But you're here now, so let's get down to business. We got an intro, which I'm doing right now. We got a What's New segment, which I forgot to write down. We got a beer, which is actually delicious. I know, that's why I was like, what is that? Oh, okay. We have an email. I know. Hold your pants. We're going to do a little bit of news. I collected some questions this week that I'm going to ask for my friends, and they're going to answer them. And then we're going to call it a night. How does that sound?
Okay.
I dig it.
For the intro, let's talk about something exciting that happened today. The royal baby was born.
Yeah, you said exciting.
The royal baby was born. It's a boy. That's exciting.
Yeah.
No, not really.
I hope they name it Arthur. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. King Arthur, King of the Britons, that would just be great.
I hope they name him
D.D. He probably won't be king before we're dead.
Right. But just the idea of it.
Okay. That's fair.
Anyway, so figured that was interesting. Not to mention Kate Middleton's pretty hot.
She's pretty. Like bordering on beautiful. I don't think she's hot, though.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that. She's not like... I'm sure she could be hot. Like,
yeah. Okay, all right. Like, see, they're the same, but they're different. You know what I mean? Like, in this attire, hot. In this attire, beautiful.
Yeah, but
what you just said blew my mind.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing. When I think of someone who's hot, I want to do nasty things to them, and like, I don't care. Kate Middleton's beautiful. I'd like want to make love to her, and then do nasty things afterwards.
And then do nasty things afterwards. So basically, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
All right. So moving on to our What's New segment. So Joe, what's new?
What's new for me is. For, like, the past 11 days, Steam had a super sale for the summer, so I ended up spending $40 on, like, 10 computer games.
On your new computer?
On my new computer.
What kind of games did you get, Joe? Anything
I
fun?
Bought a bunch of Fallout games, a bunch of Deus Ex games, and then I bought Castle Crashers and Chivalry.
Those games all sound fun. I'd love to talk about them off the podcast.
Okay.
On a related and slightly unrelated note, in the original Fallout game, the TARDIS from Doctor Who can be found in one of the levels.
Yeah.
Cool. Dan, what's new for you?
I got a new book that I'm going to start reading called Fantasy Life by Matthew Berry, a fantasy sports writer / podcaster / now author. I mean, I think this is his second book, actually. So I'm going to get down to that. It's basically focused on fantasy sports, but tying it into real life. Basically how it's just kind of grown, and it looks pretty interesting. Buddy of mine, Kerry, he had read it, and then he passed it along to me. And then I'm going to send it down to Virginia for my friend Alex to read. Actually, no, Joe said he's going to read it.
I did say
hopefully
that.
Quickly. And then I will send it to Virginia to my friend Alex. So, looking forward to that.
Wow. Wow, it's like a book club you guys have going on.
Yep. Oh, and I did yoga poses on Saturday.
No big deal.
No big MBD.
Yep.
Kyle, what's new with you?
Oh, not much. You know, working. No, I'm sorry.
I was going to stare at him until he said something else.
He's honest.
My grandparents are coming in tomorrow.
Sweet.
Yeah. So, that'll be fun, I guess.
Gonna play a lot of Hearts?
We don't really play Hearts. We play May I.
Okay.
And hey, Matt, what's new with you?
Oh, thanks. Well, I just did my second day of yoga today. So that was pretty awesome. Mm. And by pretty awesome, I mean was yoga. We're still doing a lot of floor work. Like, whenever you see yoga, you see people standing and doing, like, weird poses. We're still mostly, like, on the mat and, like, doing weird stretches and stuff. I mean, it still feels like yoga, but it's not what you'd expect.
I usually think of the ground stuff more whenever I think of yoga. I don't think so much of, like, the standing balancing poses.
Maybe that's because my first experience with yoga involved the Wii Fit.
Oh, okay.
And that's, like, all standing yoga. But
well, in all fairness, you can't really have, you know, lay down yoga
on a Wii Fit. Right. Exactly. So that was why. And the Wii Fit trainer's in the new Smash Brothers, so go get them.
Meh.
I know. All right, well, that sums that up and rolls us right into the beer segment with a meh. I decided to get two beers today, and I left it up to my friend Joe to help me decide. And Joe said...
I helped.
Joe said, well, one's colder than the other, so let's drink that one. And that's the one we decided.
It is
called Bruck's Domesticated Wild Ale. It is an 8.3 ABV, and it is scrumptious. Dan, would you like to read the bottle for us?
Sure. I'll try to read it as quickly as I can, and I will note I am not drinking for now. I won't be drinking at least during this episode, but what began as mutual admiration between Sierra Nevada's Grassman family and Russian River's Kalerzos has grown and progressed into genuine friendship. Bruck's began as an idea and has grown into something altogether different. I'm going to skip some of this part and just get to the important stuff. Copper-colored, dry, and complex with slightly tart notes of green grass, pear, spice, and lemon, this ale will progress in the bottle for many years.
Ooh. So, inadvertently, I bought an ageable... Is ageable?
That's what I would...
An ageable beer.
Mm-hmm. That's what I would take it as.
It was rated, like, they had these little tags. It was rated as a 96. And Beer Advocate says 86, which I assume is the same scale.
It smells great. That's all I can contribute.
You know what it tastes like to me?
What does it taste like to you, Kyle?
It kind of tastes like beer, and then someone just, like, spilled champagne in it.
Okay. I see where you're coming with that. No, I do. It's got great smell. It's just a lovely beer. It's a Belgian-style ale, which I'm a fan of. American Wild Ale, I don't really... Is that a thing? Is that really a thing?
Apparently it's a
thing.
Please,
tell us what it is. Research. We have the internet.
We do have the internet in studio.
It's Belgian influence, but it's an American Wild Ale. They're introduced to wild yeast or bacteria, and,
Yeah. So it's kind of like they have less control over it. They don't do as many sanitation, like, checks. Mm. So things are allowed to be introduced as they would naturally, opposed to them, like, making sure the bottles are 100%, you know, and keeping them in a closed space. It's kind of like how blue cheese and stuff like that originally formed.
They just let it ride.
They just rolled the dice, and so it came out.
Hell yeah.
It's also apparently kind of like how they make, like, Jack Daniels.
Oh, that's cool.
They use oak barrel sometimes and sour mash.
Sour
mash.
That's it.
Okay. So, beer all in all, a delicious pick. It was honestly the first one I came upon. I walked in and I looked at it and I went, huh, that looks delicious. And then I walked around for a little bit and then I came back to it and said, nah, I'm getting this one.
You always go with your first choice in the end.
Mm. It's kind of fruity, but I can't put my...
No, yeah.
I can't put my finger on, like, specific flavors. I just wanted to say that because I didn't say anything about it.
It mentioned pear and lemon.
Yeah, but pears are very light.
I'm not getting pear.
Unless you're eating a pear, I can't honestly say I've ever said, this tastes like pear.
Yeah, it's true. Pear is a very, very light flavor. Those are good.
I don't taste any spice. Does anyone get any spice?
A little bit. Like I said, it smelled like when we opened it, I said it smelled like a triple, which is a Belgian beer that has a lot of spice in it.
Right.
It doesn't taste so much like one, but it definitely smelled like one.
I feel like the aftertaste has a lot of spice in it.
Has a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
More so than anything else.
Uh-huh.
I don't taste any fruit, really. Maybe a little bit of lemon. I don't know. Maybe it's got a little kick in the beginning, but...
It's got a little fruit.
There's a little citrus note. Fruit. It's a tiny citrus note.
Yeah.
Or node, if you're into that sort of thing.
I am. Is it pongable? I don't know this.
I would pong this. Well, rather, excuse me. It is pongable, but I wouldn't pong this because it's such a eclectic craft beer. I just feel like using that kind of beer to beer pong with is just a waste.
I don't
you want
think
a good
it's
beer, but you want something.
Yeah, well, which makes it not pongable.
Right.
So it's not pongable.
Okay.
Is it chocolatey?
No.
No, it's definitely not chocolatey.
Not at all chocolatey.
Not at all.
And what would you guys eat with it?
I would say I would go with grilled chicken. Or like, barbecued fish.
Oh, that's
grilled
fish. Barbecue, yeah.
Just because of, like, the notes that it has, I feel like it would go really well with the charred flavor of especially grilled chicken. Like, right now, I want grilled chicken.
Well, I kind of want it now, too, but
yeah,
I don't know if that's because of the beer.
Yeah, you're making me want grilled chicken, but I'm not sure.
It's probably because I had a vegetarian dinner.
Oh, that's sucks. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm fat, yeah. All right, so moving on to our email segment, where we actually have one of those this time. Joe, could you please read our email so we can all talk about it?
I could, because you asked so nicely.
Excellent. Thank you, Joe.
We got another email from Ray.
Woo! Frequent listener and...
Frequent emailer.
Contactor? Yeah. I was going to say contactor.
Well, no, they're all emails.
Okay.
So he sent us a statement that he would like Dan to read, but Dan opted out of reading it.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I mean, what I will say is that he mentioned Frank Ocean is the LeBron James of R&B. LeBron James is the best player in the NBA, so he's saying Frank Ocean's at the top of that respective game, which I would agree with. He's an exceptional singer, a great songwriter. Then he said something else at the end of it, and I was like, eh, I'm not going to say that. But basically, the gist of it was that if you know Frank Ocean and you hear a song, you can't. He's just one of those guys, you can't help but sing his songs.
Gotcha. So. I thought he said don't sing it. I thought that what he meant was don't
sing
it.
But he's like, I wish that guy would not sing it. Like, I wish that they wouldn't. But they do because it's contagious.
Gotcha. All
right.
And he also asked a question. What video game have you played the most in all your video game years? For me, it's either GTA 3 or GTA Vice City. He just doesn't know. And he also said that he fucking loves our podcast and we're all super hot guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ray.
We are working on our physiques a little bit, but I respect that.
There has been some yoga.
He's got
going
an
on.
iPhone. I respect him.
I would have to say, why does that make you respect him? Never mind. I would have to say, in all my years of playing video games, it's a toss up. Like, if you combine all of the Super Smash Brothers games, like Brawl, Melee, the original, combine them all into one, then I would say that might win. Might. But if you don't, World of Warcraft wins.
I didn't think about World of Warcraft.
Yeah, for me, World of Warcraft and Final Fantasy XI, those two being MMOs, I wasted probably, like, real-life months in those games, like, total. Especially, like, Warcraft alone. I mean, I was, like, in a raiding guild. I was doing all that kind of stuff. So I was spending, like, a few hours, multiple nights a week playing that game for, like, a year, couple years. Like, it was bad.
I think if you played World of Warcraft, that one automatically wins.
Yeah, that one automatically wins.
I'm just thinking about it, like... Because all the other games that I'm thinking about, they had time trackers. But those time trackers never went into...
Days.
It was like a couple days. It wasn't like weeks.
Yeah. I mean, I would say in terms of console, I didn't even think of Smash Brothers. I used to play Smash Brothers like every like Tuesday or something or Wednesday with my friends after class. And we did that for like a couple semesters. And I just played that a ton. That or Final Fantasy VII. Like, because I at least had timed that one out because it had like, you know, the tracker,
on,
the
tracker
it.
On it.
And I played a few days on that one.
The problem with Final Fantasy VII is the tracker stopped at 99 hours, 99 minutes and 99 seconds. And I played files that lasted more than that because I tried to make it like a perfect game.
Yeah.
So I did spend a lot of time in that game too, but I still think it's not going to beat out.
Did you ever get Ares' last limit break?
Of course I did, man. Don't be ridiculous.
You know she does the disc one?
Yeah, of course I
do. Spoilers.
Joe?
I was gonna say it was probably Deus Ex Human Revolution, because I played through that game like four or five times. But then I realized that it encompasses all video games, and I absolutely have to go with Counter-Strike, because from the age of, like, 15 to 19 or 20, I dumped an irresponsible amount of hours of my life into that game.
No such
hours
thing.
Upon hours. No.
No, yeah, no, it's true.
It's true.
When you think back, you go, fuck.
It really is a bummer. Like, I'm at the time.
I don't regret it.
Matt?
Sadly, World of Warcraft's gonna have to win out for me, like, hands down.
Yeah, but if it wasn't, if
World of Warcraft was out, I would probably say Kingdom Hearts. Probably Chrono Trigger. But yeah, that's it.
Also, Call of Duty, actually.
Well, yeah, if you combine all the Call of Duty games, they're a big contender.
Or Ogre Battle. Wasn't that game like 100 hours?
Oh, God. Ogre Battle. Actually, yeah, Ogre Battle might be up there, too. Oh, Harvest Moon.
I don't know.
None of them are going to go to the level that World of Warcraft got.
Well, yeah, no way. But I'm thinking in terms of consoles. I'm trying to think, like, now, they don't really even make games that are single-player versions of it that are, like, really long games. Because, like, Final Fantasy, it is that long. It is... Like, after you log into the time. I mean, you could probably be... What's the fastest you could beat the game? Like, you probably...
Final Fantasy VII? Like, 20 hours.
I could probably beat it in under 20 hours. I could probably beat it in 15. Like, if I push myself through the game, I might even be able to beat it in less than that. I don't know.
If you had to guess, what an average run would be...
Average run's over 20 hours.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, yeah,
like,
but I'm saying,
if you take it, if you take it at a normal pace, I'm sure the average run would probably be, like, 30 hours.
I feel like, wow, I logged in a lot more than that.
Oh, hell yeah. But, when I played that game, though, I tried to do everything.
You're trying to get things.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what I was grinding. I was trying to get, like,
if you're trying to beat it for a time, you're just working with what you have and having the fuck ton of items.
Yeah.
And actually using the really good
items. I would never fight the weapons if I was doing it for time. Like, I would never go through that hassle. I would literally just do the storyline. I could probably do it in under 15.
Interesting.
There you go. Well, Ray, I hope that answered your question. If anyone else would like to email us, please email us at probablyquestionable@gmail.com. Ask us any old question. Obviously, Ray just pulled that one, I'm going to say, out of his butt. It might have come from somewhere else.
Yeah.
But he obviously just had a thought in his mind. He sent an email.
I wonder what game Ray has played. He said Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, he said Grand Theft Auto.
Fuck me. Moving on.
All right, so moving on to our news segment. Let's do that. I'm going to go ahead and go first, because we have internet, so I can do that sort of thing.
Sure do.
My news story, originally I wanted to do one about Google Glass, but I didn't send it to Joe, so I had to find a new one.
That was Google Glasses, by the way, he meant.
I thought it was just called Google Glass.
I think it's Google Glass.
Is it really?
Yeah. And considering the fact there's only one lens.
It's like so it's Google Monocle? Or Google?
No, because it goes across the whole face, so it's not like a... It's called Google Glass, but I think the whole thing goes across the whole face. It just only displays on the one.
Oh, I think it's from what I understand.
It's like a scouter from Dragon Ball.
It is a scouter.
Yes, it's a scouter.
But it's not like right in front of your eye. It's above your eye. It's like up here more so. So like you have to look up at it.
Really?
Yeah, that's the way I think. Because I don't know. You guys have probably done way more research into
this
than
I've done zero research.
Okay.
Kyle just
like I only I saw a video, like, I don't remember where, but like it was a video for like this coming out, and the guy was talking about it was going to be like it wasn't going to be right in front of your eye. It was going to be off to the side or above your eye or something like that. I don't remember where. So that you had to like look at it, not like it constantly.
We're going to Google that because I don't think that's exactly, because I know to activate like certain apps, you actually have to like tilt your head up to do it. But I've actually assumed I've seen people wear it. I don't think it's actually. I think it is like a dragon scanner, like Joe was saying. I think it is supposed to be right in front of you.
Let's be honest. As long as it
the guy was saying that they didn't want to put it right in front of your eye because then like it's distracting to your field of view.
I feel like having to look in a really ridiculous place is more distracting.
Right.
Well, you're only looking when you want to use it.
While you're driving.
I mean, let's be honest. So long as it can tell us...
It's a little above his eye.
It varies slightly, but it's a little above his eye.
That's as long as it can tell us who's got a power level of over 9,000, we're all going to be happy about it.
Well,
Cordan, it's Kyle.
Probably.
God damn it.
Okay, so my story starts out... Oops. The U.S. Navy accidentally lost 4 bombs over Australia's Great Barrier Reef.
They did it again.
How does that happen? So it starts out, the article, says, "Have we gone completely mad? Some things are made to be lost. Your house keys, naturally. Perhaps your phone on an irresponsible night spent consuming an alcoholic beverage or several. But far, far down the list of things should never, ever accidentally misplace weapons of mass destruction." And that's actually exactly what happened. Apparently, a couple Harriers were heading back. AV-8B Harrier jets were coming back from some sort of test run. And they didn't have enough fuel to get back with the payload they had. So they dumped it. They dumped the payload. Payload being two live unarmed laser-guided explosive bombs and two practice bombs, which landed in the barrier reef. And if anyone doesn't know, the barrier reef is a very large and very fragile ecosystem off the coast of Australia. So they dropped these bombs in the middle of this reef with more than 15,000 species of fish and all this other crap. And basically, Australia's freaking out that this happened because it could screw everything up. Like, these are... I want to say they're nuclear bombs, but I'm not sure. Because it doesn't actually say that. It just calls
them two practice bombs certainly aren't.
Right. No, those are just plastic or whatever. But I'm saying that they say weapons of mass destruction, but they never name...
I'm sure the plastic bombs have some kind of explosive in it.
Right.
But I'm sure it's not like a large explosive.
So basically, not only is the fact that the bombs dropped on there, and although they didn't detonate, thankfully, the problem is that they're going to have to retrieve them, and the retrieval process
could be
also going to be damaging to the, ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully, everyone gets out alive. And by everyone, I mean the fish.
Well, no, we'll see. Hopefully.
Yep. Who's up next, Kyle?
I don't know. Joe?
Sure.
No, I'm just kidding. I want to go next. All right, so...
fooled me.
My story is called Subway Employee Puts His Penis on Sandwich Bread. Another freezes his urine at work. That's the title of the story. Pretty long title. So...
Which one is more gross?
Latter.
Yeah, the latter is more gross, just because why? You know, like, if you're putting your penis on someone's bread, it's like, ha ha ha.
See,
ha,
I
ha,
think
ha.
That's the way gross one.
Way grosser to the way grosser to the person who's getting the bread. But the urine's like, why? Why would you do that?
Yeah,
like,
well, I'm actually afraid of what he wanted to do with it.
Like. Yeah, like, well, why would you freeze your urine?
Put in the ice machine.
Yeah, basically what happened is what the story title said. Two employees in Columbus somewhere. Columbus?
Ohio.
Is it Columbus? Sorry. Freeze.
Yeah, Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah. No. I'm just making sure that's the city it's in.
Oh.
He thought freeze.
I know where Columbus is. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Columbus. They went out of their way to do some really nasty stuff, and they didn't explain it. The guy who put his dick on the bread. They both took pictures of themselves doing this, and posted it on one of these internet sites that you can do.
If they're smart, it was Snapchat.
I don't know.
You can't save that shit.
I don't remember what it was. It was one of those, you know, social media things that I don't understand.
I think it was someone else's
face. Like, not like Twitter, but like if it was Twitter, I would have remembered it. But it's something like that.
That's fine.
So they got reported, and the guy who put his dick on the bread said that it wasn't at Subway. He was just doing it as a joke and posted it on. The guy who froze his own urine said it was at work. He was like, "No, that was at work." He was like, "Totally."
No, definitely did it.
Definitely did it at work.
That was my own sandwich at home, though.
Yeah.
It needed a little je ne sais quoi.
At the end of the picture, Jesus Christ, I'm already drunk. At the end of the news story, there was a bunch of other, like, what other gross people have done at restaurants.
Oh, man.
Yeah, there was a pizza restaurant employee who jerked off in the kitchen. And there was a video of it on the on 4chan, I guess. And then there was a Taco Bell employee who was fired after he posted a picture of himself licking the taco shells.
Oh, man.
Which ones? Was it the Doritos Cool Ranch
tacos? It was
tacos?
Absolutely because the Doritos
tacos. If it's that, I can respect him.
It was hard shell, didn't specify if it was Doritos Locos.
Well, then forget it. Dick.
Lame.
It was definitely Doritos.
It better be Doritos, right?
Yeah, it's gotta be good if you're gonna go out for that.
If you're gonna go out for something, go out for the Doritos.
And the news story had pictures of the frozen bottle of urine and the guy putting his dick on the bread. Blurred out his dick in case you were getting excited.
I mean, frequent co-host Chris and I have always joked about wanting to carbonate urine with like a soda stream just for fun.
Because you guys are gross.
Yeah, because it would just be funny. Like, oh, what are you guys drinking? Our own carbonated urine. Like, that's funny.
That would be kind of disgusting.
Yeah, it's kind of disgusting, but it's also a little bit funny.
You went all Patches of Houlihan on us.
I did.
Because it's sterile, and I liked it.
All right,
way to do it, Joe.
I'll go.
Go ahead, Dan.
Scheming mom seeks paid girlfriend for Harvard-bound virgin son on Craigslist.
Wow.
So, what she wants is she comes up with this ad on, she put this ad on Craigslist, and then she explains, my son's 18 years old, you know, he does track and field or cross country, is one of those two, and, you know, he's very in shape, and he's going to Harvard, but he's very shy around girls, and I think he's a virgin. So, what this mom offers to do is she's going to buy 4 tickets to a concert. She's going to give 2 to her son and, you know, whoever else he wants to take, like his friend. And she's absolutely sure he won't invite a girl because he's a pussy or whatever. She's also going to give another 2 tickets to this girl who contacts her through Craigslist, and she just bring a friend or whatever. Now, these seats will all be obviously next to each other. And she's like, you know, and then, you know, just, you know, hit on him at the concert and then take him out afterwards.
It's a mom pimp.
Yes, and then afterwards she wants her, like, you know, to date, she wants the girl to date him for, like, the summer, and then, like, kind of break up with him, like, at the end, so he can go to college with this, like, new confidence of having all this sex. And she even says, like, you know, and, like, show him new things, and, like, you know, like, all this kind of stuff. And she says, if you do this, you know, I will get rid of, like, all your financial problems.
What is this woman, like, made of money?
I don't know.
What concert was it?
She's sending her son to Harvard.
No. That's awesome.
That's true.
I wish I had a good story.
She said nobody younger than 20 years old. So she was like, I think she wanted to be 17 to 19 in that age range.
Nobody older than 20.
Nobody older than 20, yeah.
Okay.
You said younger. We were confused.
Yeah. Went in wrong.
I was just picturing like a 60-year-old woman being like, I'll do it.
Right.
So... I just like the fact that she's like, you know, we date him for like the summer, get his self-esteem up, and then break up with him.
Right.
You know, I think she...
But you have to tell him when you break up with him that he's too awesome for you.
Yeah.
And you just can't hang.
I just can't handle that, you know, that piece of yours, and I just gotta let you go. So he's gonna go to Harvard with his chest held high. all that sex he had all summer. And he's just gonna plow through those smarties.
The candy?
Both. Go for it, Joe. You're up.
Dubai offers gold in return for weight loss. Not to be outdone by the biggest loser. Dubai is offering participants in their program a gram of gold for each kilogram lost. A gram of gold is currently worth about $45 US.
Yeah.
Oh, are you kidding me?
There's a stipulation. You have to lose at least 2 kilograms to be eligible.
Well, how much is a kilogram?
That's like 5 pounds.
Oh, my God. I would have got so much money.
I would running my balls.
It's a little
off
less
that.
Than 5 pounds. It's fair. So, And the 3 participants who lose the most weight are going to be entered into a draw to win a gold coin worth $5,400.
Wow. What is it, because it's like old?
No, it's only like... It's probably like 3 ounces of gold.
Yeah.
Oh. I figured because it was just like an old coin.
An ounce is like $1,600 right now. Or I think it's down now. It's probably around $1,500.
Yep. At the registration for this, the participants are going to be able to receive advice on how to lose weight without harming their health. Because I'm sure a lot of people had it in their head, let's crash diet. Hey, I'll get all the gold and then be screwed later.
What's the time frame? Like, do they have, like, a time frame, or is it just...
30 days. That starts from Friday.
I feel you can't win as much money as you could on the Biggest Loser. Biggest Loser is like $250,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't know that.
I'm just cold. Yeah, that's Dubai.
Yeah.
Good story, Joe.
Dubai's apparently really nice.
Apparently. Well, it's also got a bunch of, religious fanatics still living there, so.
Sure does.
I saw Sex and the City, too. I know these things.
Hey, America has religious fanatics here as well.
Yes.
Like the Westboro Baptist Church.
All right, so that wraps up our news segment. If you have any news you'd like us to talk about next time, send us a link. Either email, Facebook, whatever you want. Twitter. How's that Twitter going, Dan?
It's great.
Awesome. Okay, we're going to move on to questions for the crew. That's what I called this segment. I gathered a bunch of questions from my weeks that I wasn't hosting from, like, conversations. Three of them are from a podcast I listen to called Harmontown. And one of them is from a text message I got, like, 20 minutes ago from a friend. And, so we'll see what the guys think about it.
We plan ahead.
I got 20 minutes ago, we were recording this podcast. Yeah.
It was obviously an underestimation.
I like that. It was at least 20 minutes ago.
It was at least 20 minutes ago.
Gotcha.
Okay, so we're going to start with the big long question from at least 20 minutes ago by a friend named Marcus. He texts me out of nowhere, out of the blue, and said, "You are in any major city in the U.S. after the hours of 11 p.m., walking back to your car after a date with your wife or is in question, big letters, or long-term girlfriend. You pass three men who make inappropriate comment about your lady. Do you respond with aggression? ? Side note, you are unarmed."
No.
Dan says no.
No, not even close. Even if I was armed, I would just be like, yeah. Not going home with you, though. I would just say, I would almost take it as, I wouldn't take it exactly as a compliment.
I understand.
But, you know, if somebody has eyes for your squeeze, what else?
Right. We need to know what they said, but yeah.
Yeah, it depends, like, if it was something really vulgar, I might say something.
Yes.
Like, watch yourself, don't be a dick.
Show them a piece.
Yeah, I'm not going to start a fight over it.
Right.
If that's what he's going for.
Right, that's exactly what I think he's going for. And I think it would depend on the comment.
Mm.
And obviously 3 versus 1 is never good odds. Even if you are a 100% double stripe black belt.
Yeah.
It's a thing, you know? I guess.
Yeah, it is.
A yoga instructor is not going to do too good against 3 guys. I'm just saying. Downward facing dog is not going to help you.
Might throw him off a little bit.
I learned that today. But that was an interesting question. So obviously this happened to Marcus today. Or maybe yesterday.
Yeah.
Because that's how he works.
Well, Joe, what would you do?
Joe said no.
No, I'm not confrontational at all. I don't give a shit. I'd be like, whatever, you say what you want, I'm going to walk away from you.
Right. There was a couple times in my life where something happened like that, and I did say something back. But it wasn't, like, in defense. It was just like, whatever, dude. You can have her if you want. Different time in my life. But...
And then he took her.
No. But she wasn't too happy about that. But regardless. Okay. My next question. We're going to stick with the girl theme.
Okay, Alex.
This is something that's come up at work. Okay, Dan, you're recently not single.
Yes,
Kyle,
perhaps.
You are still looking.
Mystery.
Still ready to mingle.
Okay. Now, is approaching a girl half the battle? Like, let me reiterate that. Is approaching the girl more important and better than actually getting results? Is having the balls to approach a woman and, you know, talk to her or maybe ask for a date better than actually getting results in the dating field?
What do you mean by better, though? Like, why is it?
If you were to grade them, like, okay, this guy approaches 60 women and gets nobody. This guy approaches no women but has had 3 girlfriends in his life. Who's better?
Who's better at women?
Who's better at getting women? Yeah.
The 0 and 3 guy.
Yeah, he doesn't even have to work for it.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, but,
and this is just an argument we've had at work where there's a guy who approaches anything with legs.
Uh-huh.
And blah, 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 I'm going to talk to you and I'm going to try to get a date. Oh, I failed. Darn.
I feel like, I don't know.
I'm not saying that he doesn't have He's got gusto. He doesn't. He's not, you know, I'm not saying he's sitting on the ground crying, but the point is that it doesn't matter. You're still not getting anything.
I feel like those two people, one's not better than the other. It's just you have a different skill set.
Right, and you need to learn how to use it because apparently whatever you're doing isn't working.
Yeah, I mean, clearly the guy who's got, you know, asking out all these women and getting, like, one out of every 20, he's got, you know, he's got guts,
right.
but he doesn't have direction. And the other guy who, you know, asks out three, who's, like, 3 for 3 or whatever,
right?
Clearly he's got, you know...
big piece.
Yeah, he's got precision. They've got different skill sets.
Right, spray and pray and precision. That's the way we can look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Spray and pray, sharpshooter.
Right.
Yeah. Submachine gun versus sniper.
Exactly. I like that. That's good, Kyle.
Yeah. One shot, one kill.
Exactly.
Joe, is that how you feel?
I was the first person to.
I'm sorry.
I guess I wasn't technically asked the question.
I was asking the group. Okay, my next question is, what animal would you be for 24 hours? If you turned into an animal for 24 hours, what animal would it be?
Male deer.
Eagle.
Penguin.
Okay, we're going to need explanations. Why male deer?
Because female-to-male ratios in deer is like 20 to 1. I would get so much tail.
White tail?
White tail.
Hey-o! Why eagle?
I get to see some shit for 24 hours. I mean, I can travel.
Okay.
Fairly, you know.
That's cool.
24 hours, you could probably fly 500 miles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Depending
on the winds.
Yeah. Yeah.
After 24 hours, would he just turn back to human and plummet from the sky?
I imagine that at some point he would go, you know what? I think that sun's coming up again. Maybe I should land.
Yeah. Just start heading back.
And then start calling home. I don't know where I am, and I'm nude.
Dude, Dan died the other day. They found him on the ground, naked.
Naked?
Albuquerque.
And there was an eagle feather in his mouth.
In the Grand Canyon.
What about you, Joe?
Why penguin?
Penguin, because it's my favorite animal. I don't really have a reason beyond that.
I didn't really put any... Like, if I had to think about it, I probably wouldn't go with male deer, because I don't want to fuck a bunch of deer.
Right. Right.
I just thought it would be funny.
Mine would be a dog. Because... Don't worry about it.
Why?
Because girls love dogs, so you can just run around, and they're not going to kick you out of the room. So you just be like, hey, I'm a dog. Oh, hey, look at that. You're changing. You're being crazy. You're letting me go here, there,
Well, if you're going to do that, then you just choose, like, mosquito. And just,
no, because it's...
Just
suck.
You might get killed.
Yeah, you could get killed really easy. Just, everyone kills mosquitoes.
Yeah, that's true. But, like, you know, just play it safe.
No,
don't fly near people. Like, mosquitoes make the mistake of trying to bite people.
That's true. You just starve yourself for those 24 hours.
Yeah.
I will resist. You'd be like Blade resisting the red thirst.
My other option was going to be a black bear.
Why?
It's the best bear.
It's the best bear.
No.
No.
Black bear is like
black
the smallest
the worst
bear.
Me,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Why is black bear the best?
The Office.
From The Office.
It's from The Office.
TV show.
Yeah, okay. Thing. Anyway.
Well, hit the table.
Okay.
My bad.
All right. So, next question. If you had a yacht.
I'm rich.
Love you're it. Rich. You have a yacht. What is your yacht's name?
Ooh, that's a thinker question. Like, I can't just come up with that.
What is your yacht's name?
Well,
think about it.
Joe's Yacht.
Really?
No.
Oh. That's what to say. Really?
I'll edit out all the thinking time. It's fun.
There's only one name I can think of. The most beautiful name in the world. Jenny.
Jenny.
So is it J-E-N-N-A-Y?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
No. That'd be ridiculous.
I mean, my cousin's father has a boat that is called the Other Line. And the reason is because when he's out on the boat and people call looking for him for work, she says he's on the other line. And he is on the other line, on the boat.
That's pretty cool.
So that's pretty cool. Like, I might steal that as my... Just because if you have a yacht, obviously you have some sort of money, mm-hmm. and it's probably some sort of business, so that's kind of cool.
So I initially thought of a joke from another TV show, Arrested Development, where they called the boat, their yacht, the C word, S-C-A, and word W-H-E, or ward, actually, W-A-R-D. But
funny.
He said... The brothers were talking to each other, and the mom was there. And mm-hmm. the mom says, hold on a second, mom. And he goes to the brother. He's like, get the C word out of here. And she says, I'll leave when I'm good and ready. Which is It's just such a great line. So I'd like to go with that. The other thing I'd probably go with, I'd probably just call it, like, my car. So I'm like, hey, you guys want to go to my car? They're like, all right. And I just take a really... We're in my car already. We drive to my yacht, which is my car.
I think I'd call it Sequest. Just to harken back to the show that I loved as a child.
Hmm.
I dig it.
It's a good show.
What about you, Joe, Kyle? Any serious answers?
I'm going to call it the L.A. Forum because it's where the magic happens.
Pound it. That's awesome.
I stole that from a movie, but you don't need to know that.
That's worth it.
What?
Now you do.
What L.A. Forum?
It's from The Ladies' Man.
Okay.
I don't know. I couldn't think of anything good. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I think we should have prepped for that one.
I'm sorry, I didn't think I needed that much prep.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Sorry.
Hopefully this next one will need less prep, although now I'm reading, I'm thinking it's going to need more. But we'll see. Okay. There is a holiday in your honor.
Yes. About time.
How is it celebrated?
Ooh. Candy. Lots of candy.
Now, what I mean by this is, like, you know, there's the European, and by European, I mean, like, Southern European Christmas Eve, all the fish, there's Festivus with the feats of strength, there's New Year's Eve with the ball drop. That's the kind of thing we're talking about. So the holiday in the honor of Dan, the holiday in the honor of Kyle, the holiday in the honor of Joe, the holiday in the honor of me, how are they celebrated?
Candy and video games. That's mine.
Just like bowls of candy and video games played?
What you do, you eat Starburst and you play fucking awesome video games. That's the day.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's an answer.
All right. Mine has to be part Olympiad.
Okay.
Part Thanksgiving. Yeah, so, you know, in the morning, wake up.
A triathlon.
You do your thing. They're feats of strength, kind of like Festivus. Right. But, you know, it's more like...
More like Olympics.
Yeah, more like Olympics than, you know, people fighting each other.
Gotcha.
And then in the afternoon, you have copious amounts of delicious food.
Wow.
I thought you were going to say sex.
Me too.
Oh, well, yeah, you can have that too. That's up to the user.
Preferably before you're all full and bloated.
How's Dan Day go?
Can you give us your day first? I'm still thinking.
I'm going to go with my day just being like a huge orgy. Just nice. Say everyone get together, get nude, and touch each other. Maybe
I'm going to stay home on this day.
Maybe we'll have some light, like, you know, some seafood. A little bit of pasta, maybe.
Some tapas.
Yeah. Maybe the wine will flow freely. But it's all about just getting to know each other naked. Sexually. Mm. Viscerally. You know what I mean? That's a word that's underused. Visceral. I wanted to say that on today's podcast, but I decided not to.
That's the word of the podcast.
You did it.
Visceral.
Everyone scream when you hear someone use the word visceral, not on this podcast. They'll be really confused.
We should have said a lot more then. All right, Dan.
Okay. This is a tough one.
It's September 29th, Dan Day. Here we go.
Why is it September 29th?
I don't know. I just picked a day at random.
I'm saying my birthday's October 29th. I'm like, if we're going to use that, might as well use my birthday.
Wow. That's creepy.
Now it's on the internet.
It is.
It's already been on the internet.
De La Ronda.
Now all we need is your mother's maiden name.
And we know all of your passwords.
The last four digits of your social.
Okay. Anyway. Almost got me there.
0821.
Damn,
oh,
it would just
it.
Be a party. I mean, it really would be. It would be similar to like a 4th of July or kind of thing where everybody just gets together, you know, eat some food, drink some daddy sodas, and just music.
Watch shit blow
dancing,
up.
Dancing. Just watch shit blow up. I think that's just the way to celebrate it. It would just be a party where you're just hanging out with your friends.
That sounds good. Mine's similar, except with nudity.
Yeah, yours with nudity, yeah. Mine will have clothing, I guess, is optional, but, I mean, I'd prefer...
Prefer is a strong word, I think.
At your party, clothing not optional.
Correct.
Clothing necessary. Yeah,
clothing is necessary. You know, no shirts, no shoes.
No service.
No celebration.
No celebration. Yeah. No celebration of Dan Day.
Yeah, I think that's probably how I would ride. Hard.
So, thanks, Harmontown, for those wonderful questions. And Marcus.
Now, this is going to be tough, but do you remember any of their answers on that last one? Like, did any of them have, like, a response to, like, how their day would be celebrated?
I do not remember the answers for all these questions. I mean, we could...
We'll talk about it after hours.
Yeah.
Great.
Podcast after hours. So I think that wraps up episode 67 of the Probably Questionable podcast.
Good.
If you missed our intro, there are a myriad of ways to get in contact with us.
Mm-hmm.
You could email us, probablyquestionable@gmail.com. You could tweet us at PQ Podcast. You could send us something on Facebook. Just search Probably Questionable Podcast. Please like us. You could find us on the internet, Google search Probably Questionable Podcast, or just put in probablyquestionable.com. That'll lead you right there. You can go on iTunes, search Probably Questionable Podcast, rate, review us, give us any amount of stars except one. And
subscribe.
Subscribe, please. Even if you don't listen to it every week, just subscribe so it's there when you're ready. When you're ready for that big road trip.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to listen every week. We wouldn't be upset if you listened every once in a while.
Right. If you just download, we're happy.
Right, yeah, just download it. Just save it up. Maybe one day you're just going to be sad. You're going to be sitting in your room, you're painting it, you know, putting up new shelves. Put us on. We'll keep you entertained.
That color is looking really good.
Yeah, good job.
Nice even strokes.
Damn it, Joe. I was literally going to say that. Mr. Miyagi would be really proud. And that wraps us up. Any closing comments, gentlemen?
Let's get the hell out of here.
Wow, there it is.
The only one we need.
Jumped the fucking gun. Next week, Kyle's hosting, obviously, because he wants to get in there so quick. And
That's what she said.
That is what she said. I guess we'll see you next week, so let's get the hell out of here. The music you heard on the Probably Questionable podcast is a track called Bouncing, available on freeplaymusic.com.